Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh. Everybody's gonna find something out about you.
Doesn't matter if any part of it's true. All right, everybody. Right off the bat, I want to say thank you to Peter Norica. He's the one that wrote that song that you just heard. He wrote it as our theme song. Much appreciated. So you can tell I'm a little somber. It's been a pretty emotional week in the Who's Right universe.
Yes.
So I guess right off the bat, so those of you that listen to The Unwritable Rant, you're aware of the host, Juliet Miranda, and she has a, I don't even know what to say, a knack, I guess, or a image?
Yeah.
Is that what it is, an image? You know, I mean,
yeah.
She...
Oh, yeah. If you listen to the show, you kind of get an idea of who she is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So she's an author, and her podcast, The Unwritable Rant, is it's like a storytelling podcast with some interviews. It's pretty good. That's how we started interacting with her. So I think we kind of crossed the line. I don't even know how it started. It was like four or five episodes ago. We, for some reason, started talking about her butthole.
It was me. I will take full responsibility. I crossed the line. And, yeah.
But, so every week it's gotten progressively worse. And like I said, I think Anthony last week had said something along the lines of, she has the sweetest butthole I've never seen. Something like that. I don't know.
Yep.
But
I mean, it's gotta be true. I've never seen it. That part is true.
So we were going to do this anyway. We were going to formally apologize to Juliet and her butthole. But it turns out we ended up getting a cease and desist from, well, I'll just read it. So,
yeah, just read it.
All right. Hold on, there's some paperwork here. All right. So Who's Right podcast? Attention, Doug and the other guy. Regarding false and defamatory statements made by Who's Right to Juliet's butthole. Dear Who's Right, we represent Juliet's butthole in connection with the above referenced matter. Who's Right, its directors, officers, agents, employees, and assigns, collectively Doug and the other guy, are hereby warned and notified to cease and desist making false and defamatory statements regarding Juliet's butthole and its ongoing matters with Who's Right. It has come to our attention that false statements were made by Who's Right on several of their most recent drama podcast episodes. The statements made by Who's Right regarding Juliet's butthole are false, defamatory, constitute torturous interference with business, and as such are actionable under U.S. federal law. If our client is forced to commence a lawsuit against Who's Right in order to stop continued false and defamatory statements, be advised that we will seek recovery of all attorney's fees and costs incurred herein as a result. While we certainly hope this is not necessary, we are prepared to pursue whatever avenues are necessary on behalf of our client to stop the continued false and defamatory statements made against Juliet's butthole by Who's Right. Sincerely, Juliet's butthole.
So in all of that paperwork, is there contact information? I mean, is there any way that we can clear this up, you know, in person?
How would you propose that we clear it up, Anthony? I think we just apologized. I don't know what else to do.
If we could talk to him, I guess. Do you think he'd come on?
Hold on. Yes, there is a phone number here for us to contact him, Juliet's butthole.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool. Let's try that. I mean, it's worth it, right? I mean,
all right, go ahead. Give it a call. On the phone, we've got the host of the podcast, The Unwipeable Taint, Juliet Miranda's butthole. JB, are you there? Hey, it's good to talk to you in person, I guess. So I was wondering, what's with the cease and desist? Why do you... Hold on. This is our show. There's no reason for you to interrupt. Listen, if you're going to be an asshole about this, then, you know, this is a comedy podcast, or at least an attempt to... All right, that's enough. I'm done.
All right. done.
All right. Well, that was interesting. I guess I was hoping that we'd get something more out of that conversation with him, but either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so
that's it, I guess. We'll move on.
While everybody's here, I'd like to remind them about the giveaway with Don't Buy the Stuff and MyBDSM.com. Head over to both of those places. So we've got some new shirts up on don'tbuythestuff.com. I think they're like $15 or something.
Nice.
Do that. Also, call our voicemail, 508-974-4489, and tell us how shitty we are, I guess. All right.
Tell us how we're doing. Yeah.
All right. So you want to get going on this piece of shit?
Yes. Yes, I do. Now that we got the formalities out of the way.
All right. What do we go? What do we got?
Have you heard or seen the previews for the movie Black Panther?
Nope.
Do you know anything about it?
I assume it's about, is it a superhero movie or is it a civil rights movement movie?
Little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's a superhero movie.
That's completely different than what I was expecting.
The superhero actually started, I don't know, the 60s or whatever the fuck. I'm not a comic book guy. But I was reading that the superhero started, Stan Lee started it, and then shortly after that they wanted to change the name to Black Leopard because they didn't want to be associated with the Black Panther movement. But then eventually they changed it back to Black Panther, and now they're doing their own movie. And I guess the whole cast is black. Not that that matters to me, but for some reason this is like a huge cultural event for black people, I guess.
Is it a huge cultural event because black people, it's a black comic, a black action hero with an entirely black cast?
Yes.
So it's like the opposite of Friends?
Yes. In every way imaginable.
So there's no white people at all in the movie?
I haven't seen the movie. I don't know, obviously, but as far as I can tell from what I'm reading, it's an all black cast and it's set in Africa. And from some of the stuff that I was reading, they're saying that this is what Africa would look like if the white man never came and invaded our country or whatever.
This is what Africa would look like if black people never deported black people from Africa to send them to the United States.
Exactly. So I found this post on Facebook. I'm going to read it. I just thought it was interesting. My fellow white people, do not go see Black Panther. I know what you're immediately thinking.
Can you do this in like a presidential voice?
Okay, sorry. I'll start over. My fellow white people. Is that better?
Nope. Move on.
Do not go see Black Panther. I know what you're immediately thinking. What? Why not? That's racist. You can't tell me what to do. Shut the fuck up and hear me out. Wait, sorry. You can't tell me what to do. Shut the fuck up and hear me out.
Real quick before you move further. There's two little really short lines. We call those quotes. Quotation marks.
I gotcha.
Okay. All right.
I was concentrating on my presidential voice.
Go ahead.
Couldn't you tell I was concentrating? Definitely go see it. I'm not telling you to never see it.
Hold on.
But
didn't it say do not go see Black Panther?
Yes.
And then doesn't it say definitely go see it?
Yes.
Okay.
It says, but this is not our movie. This is not our people being represented. We do not belong in that theater with limited seats where black folks are going to be comfortable enough to embrace who they are and see themselves represented on the big screen in so many ways.
Oh, I hate this person.
This is their movie, their culture, their representation, and we should not interfere with that. We've done enough shit already. Don't go see the movie, at least for the first couple weeks. Let them see the movie. Don't pre-order tickets and take up limited seating until there's no seats left for them to see it. Consider this like Incredibles 2 on opening week. You don't want to be a bunch of bratty little kids in the theater ruining it and keeping you from seeing...
What?
Keeping you from seeing it.
I didn't even know there was an Incredibles 2.
It's not out yet.
Oh, okay. So is this like an event for white people?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
Well, we're those bratty little kids. Just wait. It won't kill you to wait a week or so to see a movie. Just wait. Give everyone a chance to see it without our mayo asses getting in the way. Go see it in March or maybe the end of February or even when the theater isn't jam-packed and stingy with seating. Just step back on opening week.
All right. So when does this movie come out?
Don't know.
So
it's not for me. It's not for me. I'm not allowed to look it up.
We are just getting into Black History Month.
Yeah.
And what this person is recommending is that we stay out of the theater. We, as in all white people.
All white people.
Because I bet this person thinks that the movie is about the civil rights movement. I bet.
Maybe. These are my favorite kind of people, the self-hating white people that think that if they signal hard enough, the blacks will let them into their club.
So let's say that you are traveling through the shithole of Detroit.
Yeah.
And you're getting ready to get carjacked, right? Yeah. So we're going to pretend in this situation that it's a black guy carjacking you, and he comes up and he puts a gun to your head,
yeah,
and he says, "Get the fuck out of the car." If you turn to him and say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, I didn't go see Black Panther on opening week."
That's your guys' thing.
And I haven't used that pass yet. Can I please go?
I think you're good to go. He says, "I'm sorry, sir. Get back in your car."
I'm sorry, brother. I didn't realize you were one of us.
You're one of us. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
God, that's fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny, though. It's
stupid.
I wish that we could get all those types of people that are self-hating white people, you know, and they're fighting for the cause of black people.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could get them to fight for the cause of fat people.
I wish I could get them to fight each other in a big, huge ring to the death. Fight for the cause of fat people, huh? It just makes your cause look shitty, though.
Now,
you think you want these people on your side?
I want everybody on my side. I don't give a fuck who it is.
That's a pretty big side you got.
I would even accept Mexicans.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Hey, speaking of Mexicans, I want to read this story.
All right.
I guess I don't know why I assumed this was Mexicans. I guess we'll know. Here's the headline.
It doesn't have anything to do with Mexicans.
It does. You know it does.
All right. I'm going to let you read it.
Cops bust people driving cars stuffed to the brim with stolen oranges.
That's all Mexican. Oh, shit. How do you know that's Mexicans?
What do you think of when I...
I think of Mexicans. I don't know why.
Oh, it's in Spain.
Is it? No, is it really? Oh, that's hilarious.
They're Mexican, right?
They're Spanish.
Spanish Mexicans, whatever, they're Mexicans.
It's all the same, right?
There's no reason why there couldn't be Mexicans in Spain, so it's still Mexicans.
Right.
I believe this is a clown car method of illegal fruit smuggling. Police in Seville, Spain pulled over a compact car earlier this week and discovered something fascinating inside: oranges. The car was packed from floor to ceiling, from front to back, with an endless supply of oranges. They pulled over another car that was driving close to that compact car, and they found it was also packed with oranges. That car was much bigger, though, so it had room for way more of them. All in all, the cops found that five people in the two cars had 4 tons of oranges.
Awesome.
They claimed they had just been road tripping and buying them on the way, but the cops didn't buy. No, S.A.
We picked them up at a fruit stand.
But the cops didn't buy it, and it turned out their instinct was right. These people had stolen the oranges from a company shipment, so they were all charged with theft. Why, if you're going to fucking... Did you ever see the Fast and the Furious movie, the first one?
No, I've never seen any of them.
I think the premise of the movie is so like a subplot or whatever is the way they're making their money is they're jacking a bunch of semis with electronics and then fencing the electronics.
Yeah.
So that's what this is, except with fruit.
Just the oranges. Just the oranges. Don't touch the DVD players. Just the oranges.
Can you imagine carjacking jacking a fucking fruit truck?
Sounds like a really bad cop movie from the 80s.
I can't really think of anything more useless to carjack. Like, what about a truckload full of used sex toys? And then...
is there such thing? Is it, why in the world would there be... Would they all be in one truck? Once they've been sold to the customer, are they ever back together again?
Why do you continue to ruin my premises?
Because you got to come up with something halfway plausible, man. I guarantee you two dildos leaving the factory will never see each other again.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong, but I assume there's some sort of quality control they do at the factory.
Yep.
Okay.
They write their little QA number on them.
Yeah. No, I just got a bad thought that I'm not going to go down. Sorry, hold on.
We're going to go QA tested by?
Yeah, back up and regroup. I don't even want to go down that road.
All right.
It's along the lines of that. Nope, I'm not even going to say that. All right, so anyway.
Does this have to do with Chinese labor?
Yes.
I think I know exactly where you're going.
I just hope that the quality assurance department for sex toys is nowhere near the Nike facility.
Oh, God. All right, we'll leave that one alone.
All right. So let's say that from the factory, they're all shipped to the testing facility. Okay?
All right.
All right, so there they get tested. And then from the testing facility, they all get shipped to the cleansing facility. So en route from testing to cleansing, they get truck jacked.
You think they have three different places? Then they're hundreds of miles apart.
And there's a big box truck, and you open it up, and a bunch of crusty rubber dicks just fall onto the concrete. Yes, that's how, in my mind, that's how it works. Logistically, it makes sense.
Yep. No, I, yeah. And when they package anything, you know that anytime something bad, you open the door and it all just spills out.
Right.
That's how they package it. Because when it gets to wherever they're going, that's how they want to. I don't want to waste time having to unbox this. I want to open the door and have it just pile out onto the floor.
So you, now that we've been talking about it, you've envisioned it in your head, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I just want to check to see how your mind's working compared to mine. I want to know, when they open up the truck and everything spills out, is it a bunch of the same thing, like a bunch of rubber fists or a bunch of...
I was thinking a bunch of them dildos with the suction cups on the bottom. That's the first place my mind went. And one of the suction cups happens to stick on somebody's forehead as this pile is falling out. And he kind of stands up, and there's a fucking dildo stuck to his forehead. That's how my mind works.
Oh, use guys. So when the shipment spilled out onto the floor in your mind, was there any battery operated toys? Because in my mind there wasn't. But now but now that I've said that, there is, and there's one lone one that's just buzzing.
So the guy's standing there with the like a dangly dong on his head, and the little vibrators just buzzes.
End scene.
End scene.
All right.
All right. What does that have to do with oranges? Well, how do we get there?
I don't know. I saw it. Okay. So.
Okay.
To bring everything full circle.
Uh-huh.
So we've determined that it was a bunch of Mexicans that stole all these oranges.
Yep.
What race of people would steal a box truck full of used vibrators?
If I had to guess, I would say sweaty Italians. Is that bad?
Is sweaty part of a race?
For Italians, it is. Oh, huh? Is that bad? Is that racist?
No, no.
All right. What were you thinking? Were you thinking Vietnamese? Why is that funny?
As far as I'm concerned, there's only two races now. It's white and black. We don't talk about anything else.
All right. So I guess I'm going to go with white.
I'm not done exploring this premise of
no. No, go ahead. Let's
But I think it is a bunch of Vietnamese people that hijacked this sex truck. And they're all dressed like Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, perfect.
With the rice bowls on their head.
Uh-huh. I know. I got you.
The fucking right. The truck comes.
I don't think they're rice bowls, dude.
They are in my mind.
I think that's more racist than my sweaty Italians comment.
They've all got fucking. The only thing I know about Vietnamese people is that they used to sharpen bamboo shoots, shit on them, and then stick them into a hole in the ground. And then when the soldiers in Vietnam would step on them, then the shit would go up and they'd get infected. I think that's how they won the war. I don't know.
I think that's how they won the war. Did you learn that in history class?
I did.
What the fuck?
But
I've never heard that.
So the truck comes down the highway and this one lone Vietnamese man.
Vietnamese man.
He gets in his pose and he goes, Hadouken.
I don't think that's right. I think that was the white guy that did that.
Hadouken.
Finish him. Is that right?
He takes a handful of uncooked rice and throws it on the ground, and the truck comes skidding to a halt, you know, like it's marbles.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
So how did we get there from
Does it matter how we got here?
No, I'm trying to work our way back.
Why?
I figure the trip back might be just as fun.
All right, see if we can get JB back on the line. Hadouken. All right.
Oh, so, shit.
I guess we'll move on. I don't.
Hey, unless you got something else.
Nope.
I'm wondering why this whole conversation centered around male sex toys, and you know, why not?
Why wasn't it a bunch of pocket pussies?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Who would steal a bunch of pocket pussies?
Me? I mean, I guess I only really need two. I only got two hands, but I mean, I'd steal two of them.
That is the creepiest fucking threesome I have ever.
I had a menage a trois last night.
What's fucked up is, so as soon as you say something, I visualize it. And that's why I usually start laughing, because I play the whole scene out in my head. And
yeah.
I can even tell you in detail that you took one stroke from each hand and then you just kept going back and forth. It wasn't like you double and triple.
Duh.
And
that one pump, and then I want some strange, you know?
Right. And there's a lot of suction noises going on. We got to move on.
You won't hear that over the porno noise, don't worry.
And then right when you're about to finish, Raiden jumps out and shoots you with lightning. Raiden, the Vietnamese dick smuggler.
Oh, shit.
Well, there's the title.
Yep. Oh. Do you have a pocket pussy?
No.
Is it too big to fit in your pocket, or what?
I just wrap up bologna and put it in the couch cushion.
Gross. Oh, that's so fucking gross. But I'm definitely going to try that now.
Put it in the
bologna.
Put it in the microwave for about 15 minutes and then run right to the couch.
Ooh, like juggling it in your hand.
Don't.
Oh, boy.
Wait, you got nothing?
I can't believe that you don't have a pocket pussy.
Why?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
Because I don't know that I could. I don't know that my dick could get hard enough to fuck a piece of rubber. But it doesn't interest me.
But you can fuck your own hand?
My hand's hot.
All right. Okay.
So explain it to me. Explain the benefit, I guess.
What do you mean the benefit? If you never fucked a pocket pussy, I mean, you wouldn't, I mean.
Right, explain it to me.
It's better than your hand. It's somewhere between your hand and at the very, 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 very other end is a real pussy, but it's slightly better than your hand, but nowhere near as good as a regular pussy, like a real pussy. I don't know. I don't know. I can't explain it.
All right. Well,
I got nothing. I just assumed that you had one or two.
Why would you assume that?
I don't know. I just did.
I assume that most people don't have one.
Really? That's weird. I just assume most people do. I assume most women have a vibrator. And yes. the really kinky ones have a huge dildo.
It's like a big black rubber fist.
Yes.
It's got to be a black fist for some reason. Like a Black Panther.
Because that's funny?
Like a Black Panther fist.
Like a Black Panther fist?
Yeah, you know, like at whatever, Terrell Owens at the Olympics in 1931.
What are you talking about? Are you just throwing out black names?
Don't make me sound racist.
I'm not. You're doing that all on your own.
I don't know why you got to call me on that shit. Just move on. So you know what tomorrow is?
No, Sunday.
The Super Bowl.
Oh. No, I don't follow baseball.
Yeah, me neither. All right. So that's all we're going to say about that.
Yep. Yep. That's all I want to say about that. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, so, all right, yeah, so you keep fucking your rubber pussy, and
I will.
How often do you use it?
I don't know, maybe a couple times a year, probably. Not that often.
Just like when,
Only on special occasions. Light the candles, get the music going, you know. No, I don't. Usually it's quick and dirty. Well, quick, anyways.
What, you like rub mud on it?
No, I just gotta get it done quick. But when all I right. got time, you know.
All right, let's move on. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care anything about how you, whatever
yes,
you do.
Yes, you do.
All right.
So. I found this.
What the fuck website is this? How do you find this shit?
I was just saying. I'm not sure how I found this. I don't remember how I. How the fuck did I find this? I was looking for something. I don't remember. I just found it today, and I still don't remember. I don't know how I get half the places I get. So this is from Gender Trender. Gender Trender. I'm planning to sterilize my 7-year-old son before he sexually matures, then freeze my own eggs, so he can one day find a surrogate and raise my offspring.
Is that incest? Siblings,
his siblings as their mother. Is that weird? I don't know if it's incest. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to
say yes.
I'm gonna have to draw this.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. So let me grab a pen. All right. So all right, here we go. So there's the mother. That's this circle.
Okay.
And she is going to remove her egg. So these two little circles go here. And in my mind, it's two eggs. And they look just like eggs that you buy in the carton.
Yep.
All right. So then she puts those in the freezer.
Okay. In her own freezer.
Right. And then... Oh, then one day freeze my own egg so he can one day find a surrogate. Okay, so then those eggs are going to go into a different chicken.
Yes.
And then that chicken,
you can't even make sense of it, can you?
Find a surrogate. And hold on, let me get through this. I can, his siblings, as their mother. Okay, hold on. So then freeze my own eggs so he can one day find a surrogate. Okay, so the eggs go into another vulva.
Yes. Yes. Anus.
So you know what? That's actually... Okay, this person's fucking whack.
Whack.
So the vulva.
The vulva, okay.
That's the puffy part, right?
I thought that was the labias.
No, the labias.
The labius maximus.
There's the labius majoris, the labius minus. Then there's the vulva. But the vulva is the puffy part, right?
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't have one of those.
You've seen one before, right?
Yes.
Okay, get your pocket pussy out and tell me the parts.
Here's the part where my penis goes in. That's the only part I know. This is the whole part.
So help me with this. I'm trying. So is the vulva.
What does the vulva have to do with any of this? I don't understand.
Does it matter? I want to know what the vulva is. Somebody tell me.
Somebody just tell me. And you, buddy. Somebody tell me.
Is there anybody?
Is there anybody listening?
All right.
Women that listen to this show are probably like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You fucking idiots don't know shit.
All right, fine. I'll fucking look it up.
The external opening of the vagina or reproductive tract in a female mammal or...
Hold on. You cut out. Did you say digestive tract?
Yes.
Because
I wish I did.
Now, for some reason, and this don't even make sense, but the pussy that I have in my mind now has teeth.
Doesn't it always?
But they're not big teeth. They're like little prickly cactus things.
Little prickly cactus things. All right. The external opening of the vagina or reproductive tract in a female mammal or nematode. What the fuck is a nematode? So now we have to look up definitions for our definitions. What the fuck is a nematode?
I don't care. It's a In my mind, it's a frog with a big pussy.
It says the female external genitals.
Nematode?
No, that's... Oh, boy.
I'm so fucking confused.
All right. The female external genitals. That's the anatomy part.
So titties.
Yep. Vulva. The vulva is the titties.
Very good. Okay, so we got that cleared up.
I think we did.
So what about the little man in the boat?
The little man in the boat. Like, what?
You know,
I'm so confused.
The devil's doorbell. The clit.
The little man in the boat. I've never heard it called that before.
Are you serious?
No, that's hilarious. I thought the clit was a myth.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go there, and I didn't want to. That's too easy.
Yeah, it's too easy. All right, so what about it? What about the little devil in the boat, or the devil's doorbell? Devil's doorbell, is that what you said? Never heard that either.
So I thought we were going to go through all the parts of the horny toad or whatever it was that you called it.
The nematode. Now I got to look that up.
No, fuck it. Move on. I don't care. So she's freezing her eggs.
Yep. A nematode or roundworm constitute the phylum Nematoda. Nope, I'm out. It just says roundworms. Nematode is a roundworm. What the fuck does that have to do with the vagina? That's disgusting.
Why?
Exactly.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm done.
Fuck, this is disgusting. Yeah. All right, so this lady's going to sterilize her kid and then give her kid, I'm assuming for Christmas or her 18th birthday, here's my eggs. Have your brother or sister.
All right. Are you about ready to wrap the show up? You want to do one more article about the social justice bullshit?
I don't care. You're done already?
Well, we're not really getting anything accomplished here.
do we ever get anything accomplished?
There's times when we record that I really feel like we're making a difference. This isn't one of them.
but Nematode. I don't know. Do you have any other?
What about the
social justice bullshit?
What about the schools banning kids from having best friends?
Wisconsin Assembly passes bill legalizing lemonade stands. I clicked on the wrong link.
Yeah, fuck it. Do that. Do that one.
All right. The Wisconsin Assembly has approved a bill that would legalize children's lemonade stands. The Republican bill would allow a minor to operate a temporary food stand without a local permit or license or state food processing and retail or retail food and establishment license. The stand can't generate more than $1,000 in annual sales and must be operated on temporary basis on private property. I don't understand why would that be illegal in the first place?
Because I would assume that, I don't know why I think this way. In my mind, a Democrat, and I don't know why I think that, has decided that if somebody is out there selling stuff, they need to make money off of it for taxes.
Yeah.
And now we have come up with a way to allow them. Of course, everything has to be written into a fucking law.
Yeah.
So as long as you follow this, this, and this, you can sell your shitty fucking lemonade with no sugar in it, you fucking stupid kids. You ever buy lemonade from a lemonade stand?
Every time I see one, yes.
It always tastes like shit. It's like they just squeeze half a lemon in a fucking 2-gallon jug and then let it sit out in the sun for 3 weeks and then there's never any fucking ice and they overcharge you. 50 cents for that piece of shit.
They overcharge you. Yep. I every time I see one when we're out at yard sailing, I'll buy a cup or two and...
Not me.
I don't even drink it. I usually do.
Burned once by faulty lemonade. It was no good. It was no sugar in it. So every time I see one of them little bastards selling that shit, I call in the authorities and make sure they have their fucking...
Just knock their stand over.
I take their 85 fucking cents and leave. What are you going to do about it, you little shithead?
What are you going to do? Tell your mom?
They say, "Who are you?" And I'll say, "I'm Raiden, the Vietnamese dick smuggler." Hadouken.
So I'm going to back the truck right up to the lemonade stand and throw the door open. That shit's going to pile up and destroy their shit.
And when the scene clears, there's just I don't know why it's an open bowl of lemonade, like a fruit punch bowl. With a crusty rubber dick floating in it.
No, there's a vibrator floating across the top like a little motorboat.
End scene.
Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah, well, that's good. Thank you, Wisconsin, for allowing those stupid little fucking kids to sell their shitty lemonade. I think they should be locked up.
Yeah? Why?
Because... It's not lemonade. It's fucking lemon-flavored water with no sugar.
So,
or at least put that on the fucking sign. Lemon-flavored water lemon with no sugar.
Lemon-flavored water with no sugar.
50 cents.
That's what lemonade is.
The lemonade lemon has sugar.
Lemon-flavored water.
There's a big difference between lemonade and lemon-flavored bullshit warm water with no ice that tastes like shit.
God, fucking... you are just bitter. Would your mom not let you have a lemonade stand when you were a kid?
I've never had a lemonade stand.
Really?
No. Cause, why would you? That's stupid.
I walked around, and I'm not even making this up. I walked around door to door with a bucket, and I had a bucket full of Garbage Pail Kids, and I tried to sell Garbage Pail Kids for a nickel door to door.
No, we did.
Like adults.
Me and my buddy did that. We rounded up a bunch of shit out of our junk drawers and went door to door in the neighborhood trying to sell it. That's different.
How's that different?
Because you are showing up at their door. You are forcing them to interact with you. And in order for you to leave, you make it very clear that you are going to have to buy this little green fucking army
you
man.
You got to buy this shit.
Listen, if you don't buy this little fucking green army man that's talking on the radio for 50 cents, I will egg your fucking house, you cunt.
Why? The one talking on the radio is the worst one. Or no, the one with the one on his stomach with the rifle that he's not even pointing at anybody, that's the worst one.
You know what? I might try that now. I might gather up some of the shit I got on my shelf here that I don't use anymore.
Go door to door and sell it?
Yeah.
Don't you have a grandkid? Have your grandkid sell your shit door to door.
Wouldn't it be better if it was me? If you open your door and I'm standing there with like an old cordless drill with no battery.
As long as you had like overalls on, just with no shirt on underneath, like coveralls, you know.
What's funny
with
is
no shirt on.
You know that this neighborhood is a relatively nice neighborhood. You know, so if I just show up at somebody's door, it's like, hey, you want to buy this drill for 50 cents?
The cops will be there before you even finish knocking. Oh, my God. I think you should. I think you should do that.
All right. I'll be right back. All right. This comes out of Dutch.
You are a fucking genius.
I've never heard of that country. All right. Dutch police are confiscating expensive clothes from kids who look too poor to wear them. Police in the city of Rotterdam in the Netherlands are taking a controversial approach to reducing crime. They'll soon begin a pilot program targeting young men in designer clothes that the police believe they couldn't afford legally. If it's not clear how the person paid for the clothing, the police may confiscate it.
That's so fucked.
No, this is a good idea. We know they have clothes that are too expensive to wear with the money they get, a spokesperson for the department said. We're going to look at how they get these clothes. Where did they buy them? From where the money came from that they buy them? This person can't even fucking talk, and you're going to be the one deciding.
It's because they're from Dutch, and it's translated. That's how they speak in Dutch.
Rotterdam police will run the program for a limited time to start to see how effective it is. Oh, it's going to be effective. They're doing it in collaboration with the public prosecution department, which will determine that what can legally be confiscated.
Just their underwear.
So why do you... Hold on. I didn't see this. Vice spoke with about the program. So maybe there's an interview possibility here. All right. So let's jump down here to the interview. All right. So I guess I don't know how Dutch speak.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
I assume they sound like Matt Miller.
I can't do one of those accents.
All right.
Good day, mate. Good day, mate. Is that it?
You know he called you out on Twitter, right?
Who?
Matt Miller.
For what?
Because you think that he sounds like Crocodile Dundee. And he's not from Australia. He's from the UK.
Isn't that in Australia?
You're right. I am the dummy.
He called me out, but what? Doesn't he not know my Twitter name? He called me out to you?
Well, I don't. Of course he doesn't know. Nobody knows your fucking name on Twitter except Nancy Pelosi.
Awesome. So why wouldn't you tell me that? Why wouldn't you tell me that until now? If somebody calls me out on your account, you need to tell me.
You need to fucking follow me or something. I'm not. All the people that talk shit about you on my Twitter account, I'm not gonna. Oh. Fuck. It would be all day long of just me.
You pussies. Fucking talking shit about me behind my back. Say it's my face on Twitter. You Australian sons of bitches.
So he's going to show up at your house.
from Australia? Come on. Hey,
so you open the door and there he is. Hello, Gumna.
In his Crocodile Dundee hat?
No. I've got to be...
This is a knife.
Hold on. I've got to be very, very articulate when I say this, and I can't mumble my words. It's very important. He shows up with his knickers.
Shows up. Yeah, we got that part. What was the other part?
That's what pants they wear, right?
Yep.
No, that's underwear, isn't it?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't speak Australian, dude. I don't know. Is he a faggot? I don't. Isn't that Australian?
All right.
So who are we talking about again? Fat Geller? Who was it? I already forgot what you said.
Matt Meller from the Ped and Meller Show, which is it's a pretty funny podcast if you were to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, but is he a cool guy, though? Because is he going to kick my ass? I mean, is he bigger than me?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he could. I know he could whip your ass, and I'm sure that he would either whip my... I'm sure he'd whip my ass, too, actually, because I'm, like, old now.
Oh, okay, tough guy.
No, I'm fucking 40-something years old and fat.
but in your prime, you could have kicked his ass.
Yeah, I'm going to say that because nobody can prove me wrong. I mean, what's he going to do? Is he going to build
kick my ass?
He going to build a fucking time machine and go back and beat me up when I was fighting?
When I was fighting professionally? Oh, Jesus Christ. So why the fuck would he call me out? I don't even know this guy. When did I say he was from Australia?
Exactly. Because every time I say Matt Meller, you say, crikeys.
Isn't that what they say in Australia? Am I wrong?
He's from the UK.
Oh. Is that not part of Australia?
It's part of France, you dumb fuck.
The Outback, isn't it in the Outback?
That's Australia.
So he's from the Outback. And they say crikey in the Outback, right?
And
that's
where... I think all they say is Foster's. Now that's a beer. And Bloomin' Onion.
all right.
Now that's a knife. Anyway,
the UK, huh? Hmm. They got electricity there yet?
I hope Matt Meller never goes on holiday over to North Carolina.
Is this guy going to kick my ass? Is he one of them kind of guys?
Like I said, it don't matter. Let's move on. That was funny.
No, oh, it does matter if I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Well, I don't know if he's going to go on holiday, and I think that's what they call it.
That's racist.
That's racist. I hope he shows up with a fucking rice bowl on his head.
This is how we do it in the UK. Oh, my God. I don't even know this guy, and he's talking shit about... Man, that makes me mad. Crikey, that's not that's not bad. When I think of anybody that's not American or Asian, they're Australian. That's
okay,
how it works, right?
So if you think of somebody that is Asian,
yeah,
what goes through your mind?
China.
So
child labor.
With me, it's that fucking Street Fighter sound. Anytime I see somebody Asian, it doesn't matter what they are doing, I go, Hadouken!
Awesome. Mine's better. Yours is more racist.
So I used to fight a lot. I told you that.
Yeah.
I fought a professional TIE fighter once, just for fun, to see what would happen.
Okay.
I got my ass kicked.
I got my ass kicked. Huh. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I mean, we were friends before and we were friends after. I just wanted to see how I could hold up against a professional TIE fighter.
Yeah.
I can't. and that was literally at my prime. I could not have been in any better shape or any faster. Everything about me physically was in my prime the day that I fought him.
Okay.
And he whipped my ass. He did that fucking, okay, so in my mind, he did that Liu Kang thing where he jumped up in the air and went, and bicycle kicked me.
Bicycle kick, yeah.
Yeah. But I think in reality what he did is he grabbed me by the back of the neck and jumped up and kneed me in my chin. After that, I don't remember a whole lot.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah. So, KT, if you're listening, thanks for whipping my ass.
Did you say Katie? It was a girl? You fucking vagina.
Last I heard about that guy, is he went into the Army and Special Forces.
Really?
So I got my ass whipped by a Vietnamese Sergeant Slaughter. I don't know.
Sergeant Slaughter.
And so if somebody, and that's something else that's weird, is anytime that somebody's brown, they're Vietnamese to me.
Anytime that somebody's brown. I don't see color, so.
Even fucking Mexicans.
you're Vietnamese.
All the Mexicans in those cars with all the oranges, I would just call them Charlie. That's what I...
Doesn't smell like rice in here at all.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as white privilege.
Oh, fuck. I think we're like the living embodiment of white privilege.
Yeah, and fighting against it.
This last hour is like the living embodiment of white privilege, right?
All right.
These orange-stealing Mexicans are all Vietnamese. What the fuck are you even talking about? None of that makes any sense. I love it.
All right, let's wrap this fucker up. I'm done.
All right, yeah, me too. Bye.
No. All right, everybody.
That's how we got to end it right there.
There's too much, again, whatever. Anyway, so if you like our show and you want to support us, head over to patreon.com. We've got some special shit coming up for us, also for the people that are already donating. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, both of you.
I wanted to say that... we've been getting a lot of traction on our Beastie Boys episode again lately. Something must have happened somewhere.
Just shut up.
You haven't noticed the traffic on it?
No.
Well, you should look it up. Look up the stats, because it looks like it's been getting a lot of traffic, and I want to get it out there. Go listen to it if you want to hear.
So how many downloads does it have now, Anthony?
It's 800 now. It's like 800.
And that's good to you? That's the
yes.
number you picked out?
Yeah. Picked out? What do you mean I picked out? Just right. That one episode is up to 800 downloads. That's good. We didn't really hardly advertise it. I mean.
That's not good.
To me, it is. 800 people have listened to us talk about the Beastie Boys.
Go to don'tbuythisstuff.com and check out our shirts. $15 a piece, I think.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of other shit up there, and I don't know, by the time you hear this, there might be some other podcast with their shit showing up there, but I think that's going to be the new podcast apparel destination.
Podcast apparel destination. I like it.
My BDSM, that's another sponsor, I guess you'd say. We're currently in the middle of our giveaway. I am not smart enough, nor do I have the time to figure out how to push it properly. So I don't even know who's in it. I haven't checked. But you have to follow us on. I don't even know what to tell. I don't know how to tell. So
this is so awesome.
He set up this thing for me. Okay. And it's a Gleam or Glean, whatever. It's a fucking giveaway thing.
Gleam.io, right?
Okay. Smarty Pants, you tell me how it works then.
I don't know how it works. I just know what it is.
So how it works is you set the criteria for people to enter.
Yeah.
And it's so you have to be following Don't Buy This Stuff on Twitter.
Yep.
And you have to follow Who's Right Pod on Twitter. And you have to follow My BDSM on Twitter.
Okay.
Or you don't have to, but that's how you get entries, is by doing that.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I can go through the three levels of prizes real quick. That'll fill up some time, and then I can get the fuck out of here.
That'll fill up some time. There's a little peek behind the curtain.
Everybody's always behind the curtain all the time. So the third place prize for our giveaway is going to be a 60% discount code for mybdsmsupply.com. Nice. And one t-shirt of your choice from don'tbuythisstuff.com. The second place prize will be the Bondage starter kit that we talked about last week.
Yep.
And that's also obviously from mybdsmsupply.com, as well as a t-shirt of your choice from don'tbuythisstuff.com.
Yep.
And then what we are calling the grand prize is a sex toy a month for 6 months from mybdsmsupply.com, as well as a t-shirt of your choice from don'tbuythisstuff.com. So we're going to run this for another couple weeks. I want to try to push it properly on social media, and I'm just not smart enough to fucking do it, man. This.
So I've entered things on that Gleam.io before, so I have an idea of how it works. I just have no idea how behind the scenes it works. You know what I mean? You have to, like you said, follow different things on different social media, and then you get points, or each point is an entry or something like that, you know? So if you already set one of those up, that's nice. I mean, you just got to learn how to use it, I guess.
Well, I guess what I want to make sure is that the people that are already following us, do they have points, or do they have to unfollow us and follow us through that thing? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I guess I don't know.
Hey, mybdsmguide.com/giveaway guy.
guy.
Look into that and then, like, send me a message on Twitter or something.
We do all our business right out in the open, guys. It's transparent that way.
And you know what? I'll go ahead and take that strap on you were offering to.
Uh-huh.
And if you have any old baloney. All right. So we need disgusting. To start. You know what? We need to start a competitive sex toy website.
Yes.
To compete against this guy.
Yeah.
And it'll all be homemade sex toys, like packages of baloney. And I think that's it. Cucumbers, maybe? I don't know.
You ever dipped your balls in a cup of yogurt?
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. All right. All right. Are we saying goodbye?
Yeah, I already did 27 times. Goodbye.
All right. See ya.
Microsoft deal.